doing this right. The wishing well got on my chain, so luck be a life I like. Couple things I wish I could take back. Damn, why I have to go and say that? Damn, why the odds always so stacked? I guess home's still wherever I lay my hat. I got greatness on the loop. When I open up, like I flip the close sign. Never mad at the truth. Truth be told, I can't let some things go. Mama said it's a fight you go through in your mind to make sense of it all. Baby, please hang tight. Remember who you are. Always gotta stand tall.
I wish I could just snap my fingers. I wish I could make everything okay. I wish I always knew what to say. I wish I could make sure it goes your way. Ago. Too much talking, but no one knows what the hell is going on. Down go to whiskey one more round. Had an epiphany, Brooklyn bound. Plans that a man makes for himself can build or destroy it all. Yeah, I wish.
I wish I could just snap my fingers. I wish I could make everything okay. I wish I always knew what to say. I wish I could make sure it goes your way.
Indie wake up call. Good morning, everyone. How you guys doing?
You guys.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, let's introduce
yourself. Good morning, Kingston. Yeah. I'm Callum.
Good morning, I'm Quinn. And this is the first time on air.
I know. I told everybody, and I told you guys too, that I was just throwing you on the air. Now, you were listening to me before we went on air. Did you hear me say that?
Yeah.
I was throwing you in?
This morning, yeah.
Did you look at each other and be like, who is this crazy person?
Well, I told Quinn, we gotta get our butts moving.
Get
we gotta
out
roll.
Of bed, yes.
And here we are.
Why did you walk in the door of CFRC? You got busy lives. Like, what was it about coming in through the door to be a volunteer here?
Yeah, so I was just inspired by my friends who have stations on CFRC. I have shows on CFRC, and I love music. I love sharing music and telling stories. And, you know, Quinn has a deadly aux. He's always on aux in the car, and it's a good time to be sharing music and just connecting in different mediums.
For sure, and maybe even more than that is learning about new music and experiencing what other people, how music makes other people feel is fantastic.
Do you guys compete a little bit with playlists and whatnot?
Oh. Like, 100%.
Yeah. Hey, 100%. I mean, you're born to compete, right?
Yeah, you know, we gotta give credit where credit's due. The music taste in this family is pretty one-sided here.
No.
All right, we have early tea on the show. You guys say you love new music, but you're old souls because I've asked you to put some songs together. None of them are from this millennium.
No.
I think new is relative. It's more like
it's new
to the person.
I think that's what's great about your generation is like, yeah, it's nonlinear. It's all comes at you, whatever. And again, we were talking about playlists being made for you. If you are in a streaming service, it just starts coming at you and you're like, what is this? Who is Humble Pie? You know, like, what's going on? So
There you go.
Why don't you maybe take me through what you guys want to play?
Okay.
I said, like, you're going on the air and you're going to give me some songs. So what do you want to play?
Yeah. So what Cindy did not say is she gave us the keys to the music archives.
Yeah.
And went through, picked out some songs. I picked out some Canned Heat, as well as some Sublime. We're all familiar with Sublime. It's fantastic, kind of punk, alt rock band. They have some bluesy, kind of jazzy lines as well, and I picked up one of my favorite songs there, Bad Fish, as well as a Canned Heat CD that I hadn't recognized, and we got a little special something there as well.
Yeah, I made you go tactile. Like, we actually are playing physical CDs. I was saying to you, like, I haven't played these CD players in a while. Like, let's just rip them up. And should we maybe talk about what's coming after that, after the break?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, each of you have your mobile account. Just take a second. But we're going to get to, which one do you want to play first?
Canned Heat first.
Canned Heat. Okay, we're going to get to that in a second, so stick around. No, don't press it. Yeah, don't press the button yet. All right, we'll be right back.
Up together.
How's it going, dude?
Hey, man, what's up?
I step
Oh man, that was a banger, Quinn. Great one. All right, next up, we're gonna play one of my favorite bands, ironically called The Band, and their cover of the Bruce Springsteen classic, Atlantic City. Here we go.
No, you gotta turn it up.
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on a promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact, but maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. No honest man can pay, so I threw out what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that Coast City bus. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact, but maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair.
Now reason for 98 in the year. We'll call it even Johnny 99.
That was awesome. Next up, first of all, we re-listened to Atlantic City by The Band, a Bruce Springsteen cover, and then we went into Johnny 99 by Bruce Springsteen. Quinn, what do you think about those ones?
Fantastic choice there, Cal. Fantastic. What was your inspiration on choosing those?
Yeah, so The Band doing a great cover. I love a great cover. And the song after that, the original artist of that first one, Bruce Springsteen, wrote Johnny 99 off the album Nebraska, which was the topic for the new Bruce Springsteen biopic starring Jeremy Allen White.
Oh, true. That's the guy in The Bear, right?
Dude, The Bear, Lip Gallagher from, what's that show?
Shameless.
Shameless. What a great show. All right. Next up, we're going to listen to one of my favorite live songs off my favorite live album, Rust Never Sleeps by Neil Young. This song is My My Hey Hey.
Thank you.
Oh man, what a banger that was. So we started with Hey Hey My My, which is a Neil Young live song that went into God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols. Why did I play that song, Quinn? Do you know why?
I'm unsure. Tell me
yeah,
what song.
For sure. So in the song Hey Hey My My, which starts off the album Rust Never Sleeps, Neil refers to someone named Johnny Rotten. Who is Johnny Rotten? Johnny Rotten is the alias for Taylor Linden, I believe his name is, who is the lead singer and frontman of the Sex Pistols.
Wow.
So we just had to have a little segue there. Quinn, tell me what you got next for us.
The more you know, right? So up next is a little switch up here. Our host, Cindy, who we've kindly hijacked the show from, suggested... A new Tame Impala song.
It's so old.
Sorry, old Tame Impala song I have not heard yet. New to me. It's all relative, right? Called Half Full Glass of Wine. Let's get it. Let it go.
Oh, what's inside of you. She's some kind of demon that's in love too. If you don't watch out, it'll stick to you, to you. What kind of fool are you? Strange brew, kill what's inside.
A banger, Quinn.
Oh,
tell me about that song.
It. Appreciate it. So that's Cream's Strange Brew. As we heard previous, that Tame Impala song had some bluesy guitars, some Clapton-like riffs, and we kept that going and pulled it way back to Cream's Strange Brew. Cal, we have something crazy up coming up. What's going on?
Yeah, so next up is an underrated New York punk scene band called Tough Darts. They're like the Ramones, they're like Patti Smith, but they only have 4,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. I think they're deathly underrated, and they're going to bring the hype, they're going to bring the intensity, and they're going to bring the excitement that we need to start our day. Hit it, Q-Ball.
Let's go.
Your body is a danger to the human race. face.
What was that? What are we listening to?
That was Don't Die by Nobro. Why are we listening to this song, Cindy?
Well, I was talking about some Canadian music, and you're like, well, what do you want to hear? I'm like, well, I really like Nobro, and I want to thank Chance, our music guy, who is like, he's not even here right now, but I hope he's listening. He's someone that got me into this band, and I ended up going to see them, and I saw them for the Polaris Prize gala a few years ago, and they were the best band on the stage, and they're on a tour right now, like the biggest tour they've ever been on, and they're out with Frank Turner and the Descendants, and they're going all over the place, and I'm very excited for them. They're a great band, and they come through Kingston occasionally, so there.
That's fantastic. And yeah. Homegrown talent, right? Canadian band.
I don't know their hometown, but they're a force in the live circuit. Like, they are, go see them live, and you can get a sense of off the song, but live is just next level. So anyway, are you guys having fun?
Dude, this is so much fun. What a great time. Be on the radio. And next up, we have a song that's very special to us. And we are playing it for one specific reason. What's going on, Quinn?
Well, tonight is the Engineering Commerce Classic Rivalry Game for charity. It's a yearly event where like the engineering faculty and the commerce faculty build teams and compete against each other at Slush Puppy Place. Tickets sold out in half a day this year. It was unbelievable. And proceeds go to charity to fight cancer. And on like that like hard rock engineering theme, we have a little Billy Talent coming up.
Now, wait a minute. Who normally wins this game?
Well,
I think I know.
Yeah. For my entire university career, it's been commerce until last year, where a dear friend of ours, Ben White, scored the game-winning goal in overtime, and we're hoping to keep that trend going and crush some commerce.
Is Ben White on the team right now?
Ben White is on the team.
Ben White,
number 44. Shout out,
Ben White. No pressure.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So you want to play some Billy Talent?
Yeah,
let's
Billy Talent's
it.
Coming up.
Let's
for
do it.
Any of those engineering students out there, y'all will know this song from O Week, and y'all can get down.
This is great, guys.
Man, we hope you enjoyed that one, and we hope you enjoyed the tunes we played for you this morning. This is our last tune for this morning, and it's One Fine Morning by Lighthouse.
All right, well, thanks for coming in, you guys. Jesse, they're all right. They're good. I'll give you a thumbs up. So I get some duds sometimes.
No, we appreciate it. Thank you to Cindy for letting us
anytime
hijack your show here.
So have fun at the hockey game tonight. And why this song? What is it about this song?
Well, it is One Fine Morning, and on a brisk morning like this, we need some little lighthouse to remind us where shore is.
Okay.
And keep pushing ahead and keep on with your day and have a great rest of the day. Have a great weekend. And yeah, thank
All right.
you.
All right. Indie Wake Up Call out.
We'll fly. This is
Sons
of
Rick.
And you're listening to
CFRC
101.9
FM.
Did you know that when a car hits a turtle, their shell can crack?
Turtles need to get from one side of the road to the other to find food, mate, lay eggs without getting hit by a car.
It is a problem because a turtle can get seriously injured.
Slow down if you see a turtle on the road, and if it is safe, move the turtle across the road carefully.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School Grade 4 class and Sandy Hines Wildlife Center.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
What should you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
Hi, my name's Paul Langlois. I play with the Tragically Hip, and you are listening to CFRC at 101.9 FM.
Have you ever been to Extended Family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf,
doing crafts,
hanging with friends,
and gardening.
I like doing everything at EAF. We just love Extended Family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Baggett Street, for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to Extended Family. Come and have some fun.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
Hey, we're the Wilderness.
And you're listening to us from the Princess Street Promenade live sidewalk sale downtown Kingston.
This is
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Follow the yellow bridge road. Follow the yellow bridge road. Follow the yellow bridge road. Follow the yellow bridge road.
Hi! Follow the Yellow Bridge Road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m., and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!